Hello?
Yes, I've got the sender right here.
Put him on, please. Hello?
Yes.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes.
Is the senator on?
I've got it right here, yes.
This is Mr. Douglas.
Thank you, sir.
Well, do we have to talk?
Yes?
We've got Senators Douglas and Gore. Douglas on 9-1, Gore on 9-2.
Marvelous speech of yours Monday night.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Paul.
Marvelous, marvelous. And Bill's pretty good, Bill, a very good bill. I think there are two or three ways in which we could improve it.
Any way you can.
Do it constructively, but it's a great step forward.
We thought we went pretty strong. We got lots of problems down there, though. It's not solved. I got your new Secretary of Treasury here, good liberal Yale Democrat that named Henry Fowler.
Oh.
And I want you to say a word to him.
Senator?
Hi, Henry.
I couldn't be more surprised that I'm talking to you on this subject at this particular time.
Are we friends?
We are. We always...
We buried the hatchet?
We certainly have. I never had it out.
Well, you got sore at me because I told you that you had left us in the lurch on one of these tax bills.
Oh, well, we all say those things and we all forget them. At least I do.
Well, that's fine.
I never remembered that.
I'll help you in every way I can.
Well, I shall...
Yes,
Paul?
Yes.
Hang up, Henry. Yes. I don't want to finish with Paul. Paul?
Yes.
I gave a lot of thought to these three or four folks that we had talked about.
Yes.
David Rockefeller, even though he was a good student of yours, I had three or four problems that came up. He was Nelson's running. And, second thing, all the Standard Oil and my being from Texas, and I was afraid they'd just say I was putting him in to take care of depletion. And,
may well be.
And I carefully considered it, and I looked at the FBI, and this boy had been with the Tennessee Valley Authority, had a fine record, 4 years. He knew all the employees.
You mean HHM?
No, he was with Fowler was with
You mean Fowler, yes.
Yeah, he was with the TVA, and he's got a good, long, liberal record. He was with the War Production Board back there. He was with... RFC, and he's got a good background. He's a good man at Yale with about 3 degrees, and I figured that with the experience he'd had, he could pick up over there better than some new man that I brought in.
He's
in
had
the
a lot of experience over there. He knows the score.
Crisis, and so he had to get out because he didn't have any money, and I just told him he had to come back, and I want to get him confirmed before Dillon leaves April 1st because I don't want DeGaulle to catch me without Secretary of the Treasury.
Well, I'll do everything I can.
I know. Thank you, Paul. Give my love to Emily. I saw her on television the other night. Tell her she looked mighty pretty down there.
I think she does.
Okay. They tell me your boy did a wonderful job down there. Nick Katzenbach had to send him in there because Dora was just worn out, and they got the order all right.
Well, my son is brighter than I am and better than I am, and I'm proud as hell.
They sure do think a lot of him over in Justice Department. I'm glad he's a part of my administration.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye.